more and more people are coming to see that we simply cannot continue living the way we've been living. And so there is a revolution happening right now. It's happening in our hearts and our minds, in our homes and our communities. And if you're looking out at this world we've created with a bit of shock and disgust and horror, if you see that we could be living in a world characterized by the values of compassion and kindness, love and unity, and if you feel the tug of the possibility of this world in the deepest part of your heart, then you are a new human. And this podcast is for you. Hello, and welcome to the New Humans for New Earth podcast. I'm Queenie, your host. On this podcast, we believe that every human alive today has a role to play in helping to co-create a new, more loving, more aligned world. Here, we'll share wisdom, perspectives, and information to help inspire and support you in making more aligned choices in your life. We're here to help co-create new Earth. So let's talk about it. I wanted to spend this first episode focused on the questions of, what's this podcast about? Who am I and what led me to start this podcast? What's a new human and what is new Earth? So let's start with where we are. We are living in pivotal times. It is increasingly clear that we need coordinated effort to address climate change so that we can ensure the long-term survival of our planet and our species. Meanwhile, the president has made it clear that addressing climate change is not a priority for his administration. In fact, this administration has made it clear that it intends to continue to facilitate and support the further destruction of our environment. Moreover, it intends to enforce that policy and economic choice through the use of violence and the suppression of opposing voices. It has also become abundantly clear that mega corporate and ultra wealthy interests have captured the US government. I personally believe that this has been the case for a long time, but this past year has made it impossible to ignore. So while the president could be acting as a world leader to address a problem that literally impacts us all, he has instead chosen to act as bully in chief, engaging in human rights violations both at home and abroad, engaging in domestic terrorism, and taking real steps to install an authoritarian regime in the place of our democratic system of government, all while lining his own pockets. Meanwhile, the ultra-wealthy and mega-corporate interests continue to knowingly engage in practices and to push projects that harm our environment and our communities, all while continuing to amass excessively outrageous sums of wealth. So I'm done waiting for leadership. I'm over waiting for the government to take seriously the problem of protecting our planet and ensuring the long-term survival of our species. The politicians and their billionaire and corporate cronies seem to just be concerned with themselves, literally at the expense of the rest of us. And so what this time has shown me, and maybe this will resonate with you, but what this time has shown me is that if anyone is coming to rescue us. It's you, and it's me. But there's a gift in these dark times. The extreme greed, pettiness, and general inhumanity of this president and his administration is causing people to wake up. The efforts on the part of this administration to deconstruct the programs and services meant to serve those who need help the most is causing people to step up. And the failure of the government and the corporate and ultra-wealthy interests to lead in a moment when we so need collective action is causing people to ask, what can I do? And so as bleak and ugly as the situation facing us is, the fact that more and more people are waking up is the gift and the silver lining of these times. There is a massive shift happening for the collective right now. It's becoming increasingly obvious that the society we've created is one built on the principles of violence, extraction, and division. And these principles are so perfectly embodied by the president and his billionaire cronies. But more and more people are waking up. More and more people are coming to feel our shared humanity and to see that the way we've been living is unsustainable, that the way we've been treating our planet and each other is unacceptable. More and more people are coming to see that we simply cannot continue living the way we've been living. And so there is a revolution happening right now. It's happening in our hearts and our minds, in our homes and our communities. And if you're looking out at this world we've created with a bit of shock and disgust and horror, if you see that we could be living in a world characterized by the values of compassion and kindness, love and unity, and if you feel the tug of the possibility of this world in the deepest part of your heart, then you are a new human. And this podcast is for you. This shift that we're living through is the transition into New Earth. Now, this is not something you will hear about on the news, because those outlets are controlled by the president's billionaire cronies. Those outlets are simply propaganda intended to keep you feeling scared and small and powerless. But this moment that we're living through has been prophesized about for thousands of years. This is the moment when the veil comes off our eyes, when we transcend the limited view of our egos and come to see and embrace our collective oneness. This is the time when we come to take our place within the great ecosystem of which we are but a single part. And when we come to remember and appreciate the miracle of all that is, and to realize that it is worth protecting. Now, I won't try to speculate about the specifics of what New Earth will look like. One of the things that I find so beautiful and incredible about the human collective is that y'all have your own particular interests, perspectives, experiences, and know-how. And when you dive into those and you inspire the people around you through your actions, with your ideas and your conversations, unexpected miracles emerge. And I think the process of creating New Earth is going to be like that. But please don't get me wrong. I see the chaos and the human tragedy of this moment. I see it and I feel it just like you do. And at the same time, I feel so incredibly lucky to get to be here to witness and participate in our collective co-creation of New Earth. And already I am so amazed at all the solutions, new and old, that you all are coming up with to address the situation facing us today. So I don't know what New Earth will look like exactly, but I feel confident that it will be built on the values of kindness, compassion, love, and unity. Because I already see the seeds and threads of these values starting to grow and weave. So regardless of what you see on the billionaire-controlled media, know that New Earth is already emerging, because I can see it, and I know that if you look, you'll be able to see it too. But the creation of New Earth is not a foregone conclusion. The challenge facing us today is, how do we move from the old paradigm into New Earth? It's easy to point the finger at government, corporations, and the ultra-wealthy and say, it's their fault. It's their mess. They should clean it up. They should fix it. And I don't disagree with this sentiment, but we need to be real with ourselves. We each played a role in creating this situation, and we each have a role to play in fixing it. Here's an easy example. The EPA estimates that every piece of plastic that has ever been created still exists on the planet somewhere. Every piece of plastic. That means every plastic fork, every bag, every credit card, every wrapper, every plastic cup, every toothpaste tube you have ever used and thrown away still exists on this planet somewhere. And more likely than not, it will continue to exist for hundreds of years after you're gone. There are literally floating islands of plastic in each of the major oceans on the planet right now. And then there's the plastic polluting our rivers, our beaches, our streets, etc., etc. The government and the corporations did not create the situation by themselves. Each one of us participated in creating this situation, knowingly or not. And in case you're thinking, okay, Queenie, sure. But there are more pressing issues to think about, such as the illegal military action in Venezuela and the domestic terrorism occurring in our communities. Know that these issues are connected. You may not realize this, but 99% of plastic is manufactured from fossil fuels. That means that every time you buy a product that's packaged in plastic, every time you opt for a cheaper plastic version of something, every time you drink out of a plastic cup, you are supporting the fossil fuel industry, which in turn supports corruption, illegal military action, and the destruction of our environment the world over. Let's just let that sink in. So the challenge facing us is, how do we opt out of supporting billionaires and corporations who are profiting off of the destruction of our planet? And how do we opt out of supporting our own oppression? Because what this past year has made clear, absolutely crystal clear, is that these questions are just different sides of the same coin. I know that so many people are going about their day feeling paralyzed with fear and anxiety. When confronted with problems that feel so big and out of our control, it's easy to feel paralyzed and powerless, to feel small and alone. But I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. There are more of us, and together, we are the ocean. And you are not powerless. You actually have control over something that is so incredibly powerful and important: your choices. On this podcast, we believe that every human alive today has a role to play in co-creating a new, more loving, and more aligned world. So this revolution that's happening, it's happening through us. It's happening through the way that we show up in this world and the choices that we make every day. So the challenge facing us really boils down to, how do we opt out of choices that support people, companies, and practices that are part of the old paradigm, that support more violence, more extraction, more division, that contribute to climate change and ultimately the destruction of our planet and our species? And how instead can we opt in to people, businesses, and practices that will lead us into new Earth? We don't have to agree on AI, but I think we can all agree that unwanted AI overview results every time you run a Google search is a waste of precious water. According to most estimates, a single AI overview search uses the equivalent of one bottle of water. And thanks to Google's monopoly power over the search engine market, today Google processes approximately 16.4 billion searches per day. And because there's no way to turn off AI overview results natively in Google, Google's 5 billion users worldwide are effectively wasting the equivalent of 16.4 billion bottles of water every day for AI overview results they don't want. That amount of water is roughly the equivalent of 2,700 Olympic-sized swimming pools every single day. But there are AI-free ways to search the internet. One option is to simply use a different search engine. I've heard really good things about DuckDuckGo, for instance. But if you're committed to using Google Search, here's an easy alternative. There's actually an AI-free and even ad-free version of the Google search engine. It's called UDM equals 14. You can access it by going to udm14.com, bookmark it, or set it as your homepage. So anytime you open a new tab, you go right to udm14.com. Better yet, you can add it as a custom search engine to your browser and be free of unwanted AI overview results forever. It's easy. Here's how to do it in Firefox, which is my browser of choice. For those of you watching on video, take a screenshot of these instructions. And for those of you just hearing my voice, the step-by-step instructions will be in the show notes. Okay, ready? Here we go. On your laptop or desktop computer, open Firefox and click on the hamburger in the top right corner. Select Settings and then Search. At the bottom of the page, under Search Shortcuts, click Add. For search engine name, I put No AI Google. Set the URL to https://www.google.com/search?Q=%S(UDM=14 and click Add Engine. Scroll to the top of the Search Shortcuts page and set No AI Google as your default browser. And congratulations, you are now free from wasting water on unwanted AI overview results every time you Google something on your laptop or desktop. If you use an internet browser other than Firefox, just search the name of your preferred browser and the words Add Custom Search Engine. And if you mostly use Google on your smartphone, stay tuned. We'll be sharing how to shut off AI overview results on your phone in a future episode. Now, let's get back into this one. So how did I end up sitting here recording this podcast for you? Back in 2019, I had my million-dollar idea. My husband at the time was a big cannabis vapor, which I know, red flag. I just wasn't ready to see it at the time. But what I did notice was that we spent a lot of time searching for lost vapes. And one day, I realized that the solution to our problem was a location-enabled vape device. Essentially, a vape battery tethered to your smartphone with an app that helped you find your vape when you lost it. Patent pending, by the way. Over the next few years, I spent quite a bit of time and money developing this product and working to get the startup off the ground. And as I was doing industry research, I came across a study that estimated that roughly every second, 5 disposable vape devices are thrown away in the United States. That comes to roughly 150 million devices a year. Hoping to help address the vape waste epidemic, I had my team design our vape device so that it was easily disassemblable at the end of life. This meant that we could have a trade-in program, have folks send their old vapes to us, and that we could take it apart to do parts harvesting and materials recycling with the hope of reducing our environmental footprint. We also planned to use only recycled and compostable packaging. By the end of 2023, I had left my marriage, and I realized that I didn't have anything tying me to Portland anymore. And after 20 years of living here, I was ready to live somewhere warmer. So rather than wait for retirement or whenever, I decided to just go for it. So I asked the universe for guidance. Show me where I should go, I asked. And over the next few months, I found myself in Costa Rica multiple times. I was meeting interesting people with beautiful souls. And he doesn't know this, but I developed a crush on a man who lives there. So it seemed like the universe was telling me that Costa Rica was the place. By fall of 2024, I was ready. I had spent months downsizing, selling my car, tying up loose ends, and putting the rest of my belongings in storage. And I was so excited to start my new life in Costa Rica. But a few short weeks after I got there, the Costa Rican government denied my visa application. So I had to go home. 2 short weeks later, I was flying to Las Vegas to introduce my Cannatech startup to the industry at one of the largest cannabis conferences in the world. I was so proud of our booth, and I had the best staff to help me run it. For those of you watching on video, here's a picture of me in my booth with my staff. Don't we look cute? At the end of the conference, after we had packed everything away, I took one last walk through the conference hall. And again, for those of you watching on video, I have a short clip for you. What I saw made me sick to my stomach. The conference hall was full of trash. And not just innocent-seeming candy wrappers or whatever. I mean massive amounts of garbage, including brand new furniture that certain booths had just abandoned because they didn't want to deal with it or whatever. And I left that event knowing that I couldn't participate in this. So by the end of 2024, I found myself back in Portland. My prior life burned to the ground. My dream of living in Costa Rica, done. And my Cannatech startup, dead on arrival. Now, I don't believe in mistakes. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I believe that everything is orchestrated for the highest good. Though admittedly, it can be hard to see it sometimes. So I knew that I was being presented with an opportunity to rebuild. And as I was contemplating what I wanted my new life to look like, the question I asked myself was, what really matters right now? And the answer that came was becoming a more conscious inhabitant of Earth. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not an off-the-grid homesteader growing and processing all my own food, though there is something appealing about that lifestyle to me. I'm like you. I live in the city. I have neighbors. I pay rent. I have utility bills. But this principle has become my motivating principle: to learn to walk more lightly on this earth, to opt out of ways of living that create unnecessary waste, to opt out of supporting people and companies that prioritize profits over people and the planet. And this principle has inspired so many changes in my life. From remaining car-free, to the food that I buy, to canceling all of my streaming subscriptions, to what I use to brush my teeth. And there's something this journey has really driven home for me, and that is this. We have largely been taught how to live by corporations. Think about it. When you need something, what do? You go to the store. Have a cold? Take some cold medicine. Bored? Stream a show. Hungry? Grab a bag of chips. Feeling down? Retail therapy. Your kid made a mess? Grab one of those disposable wipes. Celebrating something? Buy a gift. Have an odd twinge in your thigh? Ask your doctor. And on and on. This way of living has been so normalized for us through commercials and advertising, the media, movies, through the physical shapes of our communities, all the way down to the interactions we have with each other. This is so normalized for us that we don't even realize all of the ways that we are contributing to our own oppression and the destruction of our environment. But it's time to come to grips with it, and it's time to re-educate ourselves. Take the plastic example again. Think about how normal plastic is for you. Over the next 24 hours, or even the next week, take note of all of the times that plastic enters your day-to-day life and realize that it doesn't need to be that way. And in fact, we need it to be different. I started this podcast because I know I am not the only one on this journey, and there is further to go. So on this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the solutions that I've found and implemented in my own life. And we'll be talking with folks who have grappled with the fact that the way we've been living doesn't align with their spiritual values or their inner knowing. We'll talk with folks who are experimenting with more earth-friendly ways of living. Folks who have made it their life's work to reduce our reliance on forever plastics and to reduce our production of pollution and waste. We'll also be talking with folks who have dived deep into non-commercialized solutions to everyday problems, and with other folks who are embodying the values of kindness, compassion, love, and unity, and creating spaces so that they can inspire and encourage others to do the same. What I hope you'll take away from these episodes is that there are real concrete solutions that you can implement in your life right now. And I hope you will, because the creation of New Earth is not a solo mission. It will take as many of us as are willing to show up. And so for those of you who have been sitting on the sidelines of the billionaire boycott, I am calling you forward. It is time to stop sitting on the sidelines and to get started. For anyone listening who has already started making changes in their life, I am calling you to go deeper. The billionaire boycott is just the start. Yes, we need to opt out, but we also need to opt in to people and businesses and practices that support people and the planet. We need to take the threads of New Earth that already exist and weave them together into a new whole. And for those of you who have been diving deep into your personal mission of building your piece of New Earth, I am calling you in. You are our way showers and our guiding lights. And this podcast is a space for you to share your learnings. For those of you just starting out on this journey, please be compassionate with yourselves. We cannot get there all at once. This is a process. And it is not about perfection. Every bit helps. And every action has the impact of a tidal wave. And let's be compassionate with each other, because each of us are facing different life circumstances. So for instance, being car-free works for me, but it may not work for you and your family of four. Maybe shopping at the farmer's market doesn't work for you because it doesn't fit in your schedule. Or maybe you're housebound, and so quitting Amazon just isn't for you. That's okay. There are other ways for you to contribute to the effort. Just keep your eye out for those. It's so easy in this digital age to see a piece of content, get inspired, and then move on to the next piece of content, going about your day as usual. It's understandable. But it's time to break out of that loop. I hope that you'll promise your higher self, or your inner child, or your children's children, or whoever you pray to, or your loved one with a mysterious illness, or that person you know who's suffering from violence-induced trauma. I hope you'll promise them that you will take on, that you will commit to at least one change. Whichever one you want, put it on your to-do list and then actually do it. And see how it feels. See how it feels to be just a little more liberated. And maybe you'll feel inspired to do it again. I really, truly hope so. We are here to help co-create New Earth. So listen, get ideas and inspiration for your life, and get to know some of the growing community of new humans who, like you, are committed to helping create a more loving and aligned world. There are so many more of us than the old guard would have you believe. And I am so excited to go on this journey with you. So thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the New Humans for New Earth podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, helpful, or informative, please share it with your friends, your partner, a family member, or anyone that you love. If you loved this episode, please leave a review. And wherever you're listening to this episode, please hit subscribe. This is how we build the community of new humans and inspire others to join us in co-creating New Earth. This world is what we make it. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.